Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is the height preference in men set by women on Bumble. They prefer men that are 6'6". Sorry, no short kings accepted. Even being 6 feet tall gets your tiny midget foot through the door. They would also rather take a man that's 7 foot tall over one that's 5'11". You have to be an NBA player to date single mothers these days, don't you know? If this hits hard for men, then here's a chart showing female sexual attraction versus age. No wonder I can't get it up and pitch a tent for the 40-plus crowd of cooches out there. Moving on, Fallout was blasted for not being gay enough. Rainbow People critics demand that the leading actress explore other women instead of just black men. The most they gave them, though, was her flat Taylor Swift behind. If they make her gay in the second season, then I'm out. They always wreck good TV shows 2 or 3 seasons in. The boys went gay in season 4. So sometimes they wait even longer, but we all expect wokies to ruin things anyway. Number 3 is a woman hiding behind East Asian food saying that she wants a 5'11 plus man. That's a strong liberal that can lift heavy objects with a 6-figure salary. Sure thing, Sally. But first you need to stand up and show us just how fat you really are. She's a fat out of her prime leftist. Every man's dream woman. The lifting requirement is relevant though because of her weight. If you tell women your requirement is that they all have 20 BMIs, they lose their minds. Up next, this is a photo from Diddy's all-white party, and it's going viral after his arrest. All the celebrities there are consenting adults, and the people they slept with were usually paid to sleep with them. But ask yourself why this is coming out after all these years or decades. This is also meme gold here, with DiCaprio looking kind of embarrassed, and like he's hiding in this photo trying not to be noticed. Number 5, here's one of those short kings that couldn't get a date on Bumble, so he paid for a leg lengthening surgery to be 6 feet tall. Congratulations! He's now in the height preferences of only 20% of women on dating apps, after breaking his leg bones to get taller. This is the equivalent of breast implants for men with regards to helping guys get what they want. If there was a surgery like this to extend your schwing schwang by 6 inches, every man on earth would pay to do it. Also, why doesn't this guy have any undies on? Moving on, this Buffalo Bills fan says she just got married, but will leave her husband for one of the Bills players. And her husband is right there next to her. Imagine being this badly cucked and embarrassed in public by your wife. And they say happy wife, happy life. Yeah, does he look happy standing there next to her? But who are we kidding? She said the quiet part out loud. And all women are hypergamous, and every woman thinks this way. It wants to monkey branch to a better man. Number 7, Winona Ryder says that Jeff Bridges refused to kiss her at an audition because of their age difference. Wait a minute, men are allowed to say no. That's a win for Jeff and a loss for Winona. I bet she still thinks about it to this day, and the rejection probably still eats away at her soul. She thinks saying this will shame him, but all it's going to do is get men to respect him even more. I'd love to know which role this is for. Up next, for young male voters, the most important issue is the economy so they can make money and support their families. But for women, the most important issue is abortion so they can end their babies. The second most important issue for men is democracy. But for women, democracy and freedom is the least important issue. Even as the country crumbles around them, women will vote selfishly and liberal women will be the death of America. Number 9, real men don't care about women's weight. Whenever someone starts a sentence with those two words, real men, you should immediately discount everything else they have to say after that. If this were true, then a real woman wouldn't care about a man's height either, the length of his schwing schwang or financial status. If you want to be a so-called real man, then you really need to know your limits. Moving on, Mia Khalifa says it took her 9 years of therapy to make decisions again after choosing an adult career at the age of 21. and yet she still has an OF page and still blames men at the same time. She's just saying this because she wants to remain relevant. She clearly doesn't believe this, all except the fact that her career choice has destroyed her ability to ever find a decent chat of a man for the rest of her life. High-quality men have standards, and she doesn't meet them. Number 11, if you're looking for a girl with a good personality, then you're in luck, because this one has multiple ones. But what I want to know is which of these personalities gave her that black eye. Probably the one engaged in coal burning. Also, what the hell is a horse lap dancer? I'd give her a chance just to have those two questions answered. Also, why is her name Lyrica, which is also a nerve pain medication? Because she looks like she would bring you more pain than she relieves. Up next, someone renovated their kitchen into this purple color in a house that they want to flip. They thought this would help, but instead it's been on the market for over a year. Ouch, must be a rough economy out there. But seriously, who would actually want a kitchen like this? Prince is dead and the Joker is locked up in Arkham Asylum. It's a buyer's market and the buyers just ain't there. Imagine this kitchen though with 2 4-foot-long fluorescent black light bulbs in the middle of it. Number 13, this guy's a personal trainer for 6 years and he slept with many of the clients who had husbands. He says that women should only have female trainers. This guy looks like a stretching trainer, alright. Looks like he's stretching her cooch out with his schwing schwang. This reminds me of that other meme with Drake and his wife and their baby. A kid that's whiter than Wonder Bread. And you also get a sneak peek as to what her trainer looked like. Moving on, recently Justin Skippy Trudeau was on the Colbert Show, and he's probably just enjoying the last of the limelight before he's voted out of office. Which could be at any time now. We have 6 political parties in Canada, and Justin's party is in 4th place. So he'll be gone soon. He's a tyrant freezing people's bank accounts, and a tyrannical left in America just love this guy because he can do to Canadians what they can't do to Americans, but what they want to. Number 15, there's a feminist bake sale for equality, and just to make it equal, men have to pay $1 per muffin while women only have to pay 75 cents. I guess it's just as equal as nightclubs and dating sites. Women always get a discount. And if this were reversed, then the man would be probably charged for harassment and lack of inclusion. Then again, guys could probably get the female discount simply for identifying as a woman. You know, they'll probably blame men for not showing up after we see this. Up next, if you could only save one row of films from the 1990s, which would it be? If I could do a column, it would be the one with Home Alone going all the way down to Total Recall. But if it had to be a row, then I'd do Home Alone all the way to Ninja Turtles. And I think most of you would agree with that. The only other movies I'd miss would be Back to the Future 3 and Total Recall. Number 17, the New York Post says that this 19-year-old is the most beautiful woman in the world. Camille says she begs to differ. Vincent says she's going to be begging for a while. Camille is just disagreeing for attention and she wants Vincent to call her out, because that means even more attention. He's an idiot because you never respond to women that are desperate for attention. You're giving them exactly what they want. What you really should be giving them is nothing. No attention, zero. Moving on, a second girl named Yumi was hospitalized after an intense collaboration with Jason Love. I've said before that women put stories like this for attention and to promote their lonely fools. And that's exactly what this is for. She violated X's terms of service putting this up. And yet she still got 35 million views on this post, even after it was removed. Number 19, speaking of lonely fools, there are an estimated 500,000 women in America between the ages of 18 to 24. Who are content creators on OF. That works out to 1 in 33 women in that age range, selling themselves digitally online. I'm sure that number will only grow in coming years with growing wealth inequality. Soon it'll become 1 in 10 women, and eventually I'm predicting that it's going to be as popular as Instagram used to be, with almost every woman posting pics trying to cash in on simps. Up next, the success kid turns 18 today, and it looks like his life peaked out as a baby, and his best hope of getting laid now is to transition into a girl with that hair. He literally still looks like a baby with thin facial hair. If you think he looks bad, then look at the disaster girl from all those years ago. Looks to me like her nose grew quite a lot. Number 21, the Barnsley family in the UK says that they're facing a tough choice this winter. They can either eat or run the heat, but they can't do both. Something tells me they'll survive though. Not only that, but if they're all forced to lose 100 pounds due to economics, then they might find some simps out there to pay to fatten themselves up again. Even when women are living in hard mode, it still ends up being easy mode. I also hope that floor is enforced, because there's a lot of weight on it. Moving on, Blackpillers always say that Danny DeVito got a girl so they can too. But what many are forgetting is that Danny DeVito is rich and famous. Fame is an aphrodisiac for women. Besides, who's going to marry her anyways because she's got a Chad chin? Even Henry Kissinger was sleeping with models and he once said that power is the ultimate aphrodisiac for women. Man, I'm getting old. Danny DeVito just turned 80. Number 23, this man spent 16 years in prison for ending someone, even though he never committed the crime and was exonerated by surveillance video. Even with the evidence, I'm sure that many would still insist on his guilt. Looks like he dropped the soap one too many times with Tyrone from that poor, painful look on his face. It probably took 16 years to find the videotape because the prosecution was more worried about conviction than justice. Up next, a woman says the amount of women she knows not interested in pursuing anything with men these days is astonishing. Women don't even want sex anymore because men have turned straight women off. They always find a way to blame men for everything. But this isn't even true. They are out there getting smashed by Chad and Tyrone every night, but this is damage control to make it look like they're saving themselves for the right simp to come along. If women are genuinely not interested, it's because their standards are now super high. Number 25 and the last one, here's a picture of the ideal family. I'm sure that this woman's ancestors are proud of her getting better DNA and a higher IQ baby. I wonder what his ancestors must be saying. That part is definitely a Scooby-Doo mystery. There's a good chance she'll also get a green card from the deal as well. Supposedly he's an oil driller. Looks like it to me. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.